cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
reheated, okay. Or leftovers.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew it.
And you say, you couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
swallow it.
And peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself, you call those...
vegetables.
Do you have a special name if you grow them yourself?
No, just vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call whiskey that's made out in the woods and illegally?
Moonshine.
Uh-huh. Any other
name? White lightning.
Huh?
White lightning.
Uh-huh. What about beer?
Beer?
That's made at home.
Beer.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of Splow?
No.
And say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. Do you tell somebody just
smell.
Okay. And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is...
the real thing.
Or this is
genuine.
And when sugar was sold weighed out of the barrel instead of put in packages, they say it was sold...
by the barrel?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people say it's sold loose? Or sold in bulk?
I guess in bulk. Uh-huh. In bulk would be like in a large quantity.
Mm-hmm. Like buying it wholesale?
Right.
And something you'd have on the table to season food with.
Salt and pepper and the rest of the things.
Okay. And if there was a bowl of fruit, say a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd say...
a bowl of apples and he wanted an apple?
Huh?
And he'd ask for an apple?
Okay. How would he ask for it?
Can I have an apple?
Okay. And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
over there.
Would you ever say yonder?
No.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah. My brother's wife's little boy. He's always saying yonder.
Uh-huh. Where does he live?
He lives down here. But he used to live up in Louisiana a little bit. And I guess he picked it up there.
Up north?
Yeah.
North Louisiana. You tell somebody, don't do it that way. Do it...
this way.
And you say, say if there's a bowl of oranges, and one day you went in to get one, and there weren't any left, you say the oranges are...
all gone.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're...
broke.
Or if you never have any money, you say you're...
poor.
Okay. And say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
It was worse.
Or what? Father was rich. Next door was a child.
Whose father was rich.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach
tree.
Or if you have a lot of peach trees, call
trees.
That
a... oh, an orchard.
Okay. And you'd ask somebody if it's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And you point to somebody else and say, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
Okay. And the kind of meat that you can use for boiling with greens.
Salt meat, pickle meat,
uh-huh.
Ham, any kind of meat.
Do you ever hear of fat back or sow belly or anything?
Ugh, sounds fat. I guess it's different pieces of pork, kind of.
Uh-huh.
You know.
What about the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Uh-huh. And the outside of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it?
The fat, the crackling?
Or the harder part?
On the skin.
Uh-huh. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
You mean the whole side of a hog?
Uh-huh.
Before you... when you're just starting to get into him.